إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فإني أرحب بكم جميعا. I welcome all of you into this series of lectures that we choose to talk about the family in Islam, and everything that has any relation, any topic that have relation with the family in Islam. And we bring in these topics from the lectures and the statements of our noble scholars to help our families to be firm and strong. From the building of a family and to maintain a family strong and happy family, and also to learn how to deal with issues and problems in a time of difficulty and the like. We finished, alhamdulillah, reading to you the three parts of the importance of the family in Islam, and how Islam gave an importance to the family. And as we mentioned in the previous class, we're going to talk about al-bayt al-muslim, fima yajibu an yakuna alayhi bayt al-muslim. Now, inshallah ta'ala, tonight we're going to start another series about the Muslim house, how a Muslim house should be, because the Muslim house should be distinguished from other houses. Yes, you may live in the same neighborhood, especially we live in the West, you may be the only Muslim in that neighborhood, but your house should be distinguished, not just by the paint or by the backyard, but it has to be distinguished from other homes. And we want to learn in these classes, inshallah ta'ala, how a Muslim home should be distinguished from others. فيقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى: عباد الله، إن نعم الله علينا كثيرة لا تعد ولا تحصى. The Shaykh says, O servant of Allah, indeed the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His bounties upon us are many, and you cannot count all of them. ويجب علينا أن نقابل هذه النعم بالشكر. And it is incumbent upon us to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for each and every one of these bounties that we enjoy. ونستعين بها على البر والتقوى. The ulama, when they say, they explain to us how you give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as related to His bounties. They say by talking about those bounties, mentioning them, and by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them, and utilize them for that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the ni'mah of al-basar, vision. This is a ni'mah, great ni'mah. So you use it in that which is pleasing to Allah. You see that which is pleasing to Allah and stay away from that which is not pleasing to Him. The ni'mah of hearing. Allah gave us this ni'mah of hearing, being able to hear things. So how we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as related to this bounty? That comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by listening to that which is pleasing to Allah, such as the Quran, such as the muhadarat, the lectures of the ulama and their classes about tawheed, and those who classes and lectures that warn against shirk, classes about sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and those lectures that warn against bid'ah and innovations, those lectures that explain to us the aqidah of the Salaf and what distinguish it from the corrupt creeds of the Khalaf from the deviant groups and the like. And likewise, you use your hearing only to listen only to the truth. You don't listen to falsehood. So therefore, we don't listen to music. This is a ni'mah from Allah, give us. We don't listen to music. We don't listen to falsehood. We don't listen to lies. We don't listen to backbiting and the like. Aina. Likewise, the same thing applies on the rest of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We use them and we utilize them in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ونستعين بهذه النعم يقول الشيخ صالح حفظه الله نستعين بهذه النعم على البر والتقوى لتستقر هذه النعم وتزيد. And we use these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala along with what we mentioned, health, provisions, time, intellect, sound mind. We use all of these favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do good, to do righteous actions, so that we can stay upon the path of righteousness and piety. And if we use the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His bounties in a proper way, Allah will increase us in those bounties. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And your Lord has said, if you were to give thanks, if you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors, then we will increase you in those favors. But if you disbelieve in those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not thanking Him for them and using them in that which is not pleasing to Allah, and remember that the punishment of Allah is severe. وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ نِعَمِ اللَّهِ عَلَى بَنِي آدَمَ أَنْ جَعَلَ لَهُمْ بُيُوتًا ثَابِتَةً لِإِقَامَتِهِمْ فِي الْمُدُنِ وَبُيُوتًا مُتَنَقِّلَةً لِأَسْفَارِهِمْ فِي الْبَرَارِ. The Shaykh says, many are the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the very important favors and bounties that Allah has bestowed upon us, upon the children of Adam, that He has made for them homes, dwellings, houses, for them to reside and to live in the cities, and also movable homes, mobile homes that moves in other than the cities. يَسْكُنُونَ فِيهَا وَيَسْتَرِحُونَ. What is the purpose of these homes? They live in them. They find rest. Because as you know, those who work hard, in the end of the day, they go home for some rest. Children who go to school, after school day, where they go? They go home. And those who travel, once their journey comes to an end, they return to their homes. So, in these homes, people find rest. They live in them. That's their place where they live. And that's where they find rest. يَسْتَدْفِئُونَ بِهَا مِنَ الْبَرْدِ. نعم. As we are in the winter, it's cold out there. It's cold in the streets. Now people, they run into their homes, where it is nicer, it is warmer. وَيَسْتَدِلُّونَ بِهَا مِنَ الْحَرِّ. Likewise in the summer, when it gets very hot outside, people, they go to their homes and they cool, alhamdulillah. Of course, if the people pay the bills in here, keep that in mind. وَيَسْتَتِرُونَ فِيهَا عَنِ الْأَنْظَارِ. Likewise, these homes, besides what we mentioned, the Shaykh Habib Ta'ala, he says, these homes also give you privacy. You cannot just sit in the middle of the street on a curb and you and your family are there trying to get breakfast and they try to change your clothes or take a shower on the curb. No. You do these things at home. Your home gives you privacy. Once you get into the house, neighbors don't know what you're doing there. Other people who are passing by your house, they don't know what you're doing in your house, so it gives you privacy. وَيَحْرِزُونَ فِيهَا أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَيَتَحَصَّنُونَ بِهَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِمْ وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْمَصَالِحِ. Likewise, these homes protect your wealth, your belongings. When somebody go to Walmart, for example, they buy furniture, they take it home. They don't just drop it on the street. They don't take it to a parking lot. They take it home. People have some savings, they keep it at home. Anything that have a value, they keep it in the house. He said, Sheikh, he said, this is only some of the many benefits that we have to keep in mind while we go home. فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى ممتنا على عباده بهذه البيوت الثابتة والمتنقلة في سورة النحل والله جعل لكم من بيوتكم سكنا وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظعنكم ويوم إقامتكم النحل. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran and in this ayah, Allah is reminding us about His favor that He has bestowed upon us. These favors are the homes. Those established homes fixed in the cities, or those mobile homes. There are people who they have their own home, but they move. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayah 80 in Surah An-Nahl, the English translation, and Allah has made for you in your homes an abode, and made for you out of the hides of the cattle tents for dwelling, which you find so light and handy when you travel and when you stay in your travels. And of their wool, fur, and hair, furnishing, and articles of convenience. For example, they make of the wool and the fur and the skin, they make carpets, blankets. And all of this, Allah has made as a comfort for a while. A comfort for a while. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله في هذه الآية ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أولا بيوت المدن لأنها الأصل وهي الإقامة الطويلة. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned first those homes in the cities, في المدن, because this is the أصل, and people, most of people are not moving all around. Most of the people, they settle. They settle somewhere. So they need a place to reside, a place to go to, a place that give them privacy, a place that give them rest, a place that they go to and receive their mail and the like, and their loved ones from families and the like. وَجَعَلَهَا سَكَنًا بمعنى أن الإنسان يستريح فيها من التعب والحركة وينعزل فيها عما يقلقه فيحصل على الهدوء والراحة. And Allah has made these places سكن. An abode. And the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan he says, because a person find rest in his house. And this person should find rest in his house. House shouldn't turn to a place of misery and problems, and a person don't want to go home. No, a person should go home and find rest in his house. Because when the people are tired from work, from doing anything, they end up home for some rest. They stay away from noise in the streets and the marketplaces. They deal with that all day. If somebody is a businessman and he's in the market, he's been hearing noises, many people, a lot of traffic. Somebody who's a truck driver or a cab driver, or somebody who do a lot of running in the streets, or somebody who have a job in a warehouse or any place, so many things, so lot of noise. Now he wants to come home and don't see the traffic in his home. Find more noises in the house. Now the house is a place of rest. Second, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, these places are second. And these are the things, by the way, we mentioned, this is what distinguishes a Muslim home from others. In a Muslim home, it has to be distinguished. It's not like, listen, man, I live here, I gotta do whatever I wanna do. No, you gotta respect. Listen what the ayah said. These homes are second. Should be a place of rest and tranquility, where the people find peace of mind in their homes. So every one of us should keep that in mind. And every one of us played our role to maintain this. Make sure that the home is a place of rest for yourself and for those who live with you. The Shaykh says, a person when he goes his home, he's away from things that disturb him. Because a person, he may deal with this, the noise, disturbance, other people, attitudes and ill behavior, because that's his job. He has to keep that job. You gotta maintain family. You gotta pay the bills. But the person should not go through the same thing in his house. You gotta find rest. You gotta find tranquility. A Muslim home should be like this, a place of rest, place of tranquility, place of peace and joy. ثم ذكر تعالى بيوت الرحلة والنقلة فقال وجعل لكم من جلود الأنعام بيوتا تستخفونها يوم ظهركم ويوم إقامتكم. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this ayah, those homes that are made, they're like called mobile homes. Why? Because the people, they use them and then they pack them up and leave like tents that they make out of the fur and the skin and the wool of animals. Now, of course, they make them, alhamdulillah, they make them from other material. But that's what used to be before. People, they use the skins and the fur and the wool of the animals. And then they make tents. And those tents, that's where they find rest and seclusion and privacy. Like the nomads and the Bedouins, those who travel a lot. And then once they, whatever they camp for and they have to move, they pack their tents. And then they will put them up again when they reach the place that they desire. فَهَذِهِ الْبُيُوتْ خَفِيفَةً. Allah made it light, very light and easy. And also it is, the Shaykh said, they are also, these tents are used by even those people who have homes. It is used especially when they travel. If they travel places that there is, of course now in our days, there is motels, there is hotels, okay, and people who can afford them, that's what they do. But if in a desert, people, they need these tents, okay. Now people, they use tents only when they go camping for fun, a fishing trip. But other people, they still using them as their homes, as the place where they live, them and their families. It's the same way. People go for fishing, for it's a sport, become a sport, fishing. They go all day, fish 8 centimeters. No, put it back, playing games. People before, they used to, and maybe somewhere else, some people still go fishing for food. It's necessity. You gotta go make, rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get some fish to feed his loved ones and the like. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله: فنعمة السكن في البيوت من أعظم النعم. He said, so let us reflect on those homes, يا أخوان. This is a ni'mah from Allah. Doesn't matter you live in a suburb, you live in a duplex, you live in an apartment, you live in, I don't know, third floor, second floor, you have four bedrooms or three bedrooms, or you have one bedroom, whatever the case is. This is, ikhwan, a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the greatest ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال وتأملوا من لا يجد سكنا يؤويه ماذا تكون حاله وأنتم تسكنون في هذه البيوت الحديثة المزودة بكل وسائل الراحة من الإنارة والتكييف الصيفي والشتوي والمياه المتدفقة العذبة الحارة والباردة كل ذلك من نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى في المساكن وذلك يستوجب مما يستوجب الشكر والثناء على الله بما هو أهله لأن ذلك منة وفضل من الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Sheikh says now, what's going to make this point clear to us? The great ni'mah of having a house, having a place. He says now, reflect and ponder and think about those who don't have homes to go to. What would you think about them? Like homeless, for example. Homeless people, they don't have no home to go to. They wander by all day and night in the streets. Some of them sleep in a gas station, if they allow them to. Some, they sleep by the bus stop, you see them. Some sleep on the streets. And they sleep, some sleep under bridges. Go drive by 285 and 75 South, and you see them sleeping under bridges in tents. In America, by the way. People homeless, don't have places. Such as poor people who can't afford a place. Such as refugees from war. They had homes and now their homes are destroyed by missiles and by war. Now they're refugees. They have nowhere to go. They don't have homes. So keep in mind, whenever you put that key into the door and open the door and step into your house, thank Allah for that ni'mah. Other people don't have it. And don't complain. The bathroom is small. The windows. Man, thank Allah. That's a ni'mah from Allah. Oh, I got only two bedrooms. I need five. People don't even have a half bedroom. They sleep in the streets. With their little ones, they're refugees in some camp, got nothing, no water. He says, the Sheikh, he says, and you live in these houses, modern homes these days, equipped with all means of comfort and luxury. You got lights. Some people don't have lights. Until these days, there are people, many people in the world, they don't have light, ya Akhwan. Now all we have to do here, man, turn the switch. And some of us, they get so lazy, they don't even want to get up and turn the switch. Sometimes it turns to a fight between a father and a son. Turn the switch. No, you closer. Turn the switch. Now they fight. Who's going to turn the switch? While people, they have to go and, I don't know, they have to go and look for wood and lit it up and Allahu Akbar. This is a ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have light in every room. I remember when I grow up, alhamdulillah, now in my house they have a light. But when I grow up, when I was a kid and teenager, and you know, we didn't have no light. And no running water. And still we don't have no water when my mother lives now. Alhamdulillah. We used to use candles, ya Akhwan. Candles. These little candles. That's it. No lights, no switch, nothing. And we used to live like 3 miles away from the city. And therefore the closest store, grocery store, is in the city. So no buses, no cars, nothing. My father, rahimahullah, has a moped, and when he comes back from work, he has to bring everything with him. If my father, rahimahullah, supposed to bring the candles, and he forget the candles, and he's so tired, guess what? Well, one of us has to go on foot. Go 3 miles and come back another 3 miles to get what? Candles. By the time he get back, it's almost Fajr. So now he says, just forget about it. No candles today. No light today. But alhamdulillah, we used to do what? Like my mom, she used to send me or one of my brothers to the neighbors. Hey, we knock. Because we were a family, the neighbors. Some of them are our families. Some they are not immediate family, but we used to consider them our family. You can go eat in any house you want. You sleep in any house you want. MashaAllah. So he's a knock at the door. Hey, my mother said, do you have any candles? Oh, I was just going to send somebody to you too. So they have the same problem. So we're going to call PSNG. Yeah, right. Tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No light that night. And sometimes it's like they cut that, they share one candle. Okay, we have one, cut it in half, give you half, we have half. You know what that means? You have one candle in the whole house. Meaning, if my mother is cooking dinner in the kitchen, if I didn't finish my homework, that's why we used to finish our homework by sunlight. You gotta, this was something like, this was asl, a principle. You gotta do your homework before sunset. because we used to get beat up by some teachers when they see the, what do you call it? The candle wax on our, because we do candles, and then wax get on, oh, that's a big problem. Now you have to tear that paper and do it all over again. Sometimes, man, the candle fall on this and burn your paper. And you know you're going to get it next morning. So what we used to do, we used to do homework, any studies, before sunset. So now, if I want to do my homework, I'm doing it in the kitchen. Alright? My sister, she want to sue anything, where she going to do that? In the kitchen. My brother, I don't know, he just came from, I don't know, where he has to wash his head. Where? In the kitchen. Another brother, he want to fix his moped or whatever. He has a flat tire. Where? In the kitchen. And that brought us together, by the way. We're right there. We spent like 2 hours, 1 hour. And by the way, we learned how to cook and how to sew and how to do this just by watching. Right now. And then you're like, look, subhanAllah, one room actually is enough. And if somebody wants to go get something, then that person has to take that candle and everybody is on hold. You're like this now, waiting for the candle to come back. Hey, subhanAllah. But there was a ni'mah from Allah subhanAllah. Those were beautiful days. But now here we have light, one switch. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that ni'mah. I'm not going to tell you about the water because we have to go to the well too. You have to go to the well and get your water and you have to set your own fire. We have no gas stove, none of that. You have to do your fire and you have to put that bucket on the fire and wait for 45 minutes, 1 hour to get hot. Now you're taking a shower. And if you, by accident, you dump it or something, you got to do it all over again. Or quit, so I ain't no shower today. But now people, oh man, they looking at the ceramic in the bathtub and like, man, this is no good. Thank Allah, man. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's not enough pressure. Right? They gotta move. Nah, we're moving. Ain't now that pressure in the bathtub. Some people, they don't. If you tell them this, they're like, what are you talking about? They don't even know what a bathtub is. They know only buckets. Yeah, subhanAllah. We have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, takif, saifi, air conditioning, and heat. Jeez, man, back home, no air conditioning. If you get hot, you gotta find the shade. And we didn't have a lot of trees. And sometimes you go there to the shade of the tree, but whose horn they beat you to it? Three cows and five goats. And you got no other choice. You want some shade? You're sitting right there. And it make you humble. Now, person, everybody has. It is like thermostat. Zone 1, zone 2, zone 3. What is the thank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things? The heat. Akhi, we didn't have no heat. You better, we used to get 3-4 blankets. So heavy that we can even barely move. Very cold. But now we have the heat and people in our thermostat and turn it into 75. People complaining. Who turned the heat into 50, up to 58? You know, 58, that's a lot, you know. And people want to fight, argue about the heat. Man, thank Allah for that. That's why certain people, man, if the light cut off in a couple hours, that's it. That's the end of the world for them. A lot of people cannot do it without lights. And I used to remember, because like I told you, we used to go for a walk 3 miles to go to school. No bus, nothing. Alhamdulillah, when I was doing good in after elementary school, what's that? Middle school. I was a good student, alhamdulillah. So my father, rahimahullah, bought me a bike. Not the moped, just the regular one. Allahu Akbar, that was a nice. Now instead of 3 hours, alhamdulillah, it's like 40 minutes or 25 minutes, you know? And sometimes we used to go to the school in the city, and people complaining, they mad. Why? Because they said the light went out for 3 hours last night. They very mad. They complaining, they didn't know what to do. They were like, what am I going to do now without light? I'm like, subhanAllah. We never have light for 3 minutes. Talking about you didn't have a light for 3 hours. So we bring in this ikhwan so that we have to thank Allah for this ni'am. And plus we have water all over the place, man. You have water in the kitchen. Running water in what? In the bathrooms. In the garage. Outside, in the yard. You have water all over. Some people, they don't have water. Go Google it, man. There are people, they have to walk 25 kilometers on foot to get some water, man. To get a bucket of water. In Africa, in Asia. Or maybe here too. People have to walk. Little kids. Women, they take everybody with them. Let's go, we're going to go get some water today. Today is a water day. That's their mission. Take everybody. Whoever can, if a little guy can get a bucket of 1 gallon, he's going to go. That tell you how 1 gallon is, subhanAllah, it's a lot for them. But we just go there and turn on the faucet and we talk on the phone. Yeah, yeah, akhi. Then somebody have to remind us, the other state, is that water running? Oh yeah, nothing. Some of us, we just by adjusting the right temperature to take a shower, could be the what is it? The supply for a whole village, for a whole week. And we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'am. Fresh water, man. It's not like salty from the sea. They're fresh. Pure. You can drink it. You can wash yourself with it. You have hot water and cold water. Right around. Subhanallah. Cold and hot water. كل ذلك من نعم الله في المساكن. All of these are from the favors of Allah. If Allah didn't want us to have these things, we'll never have them. We won't. These are favors of Allah. The light, electricity, the heat, the air conditioning in the summer. Running water, hot and cold, fresh. All of this from the favors of Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him. See the true Muslim, see knowledge, see the difference of knowledge. you won't complain. Now you will, subhanAllah, you're drinking that water and you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're taking a shower, but your mind is attached to the shukr. You ain't complaining about shampoo, you ain't have enough. You have a little towel. No, your mind is not into that stuff. Your mind is into, subhanAllah, I'm using this ni'mah of Allah. SubhanAllah, I'm here and it's cold and better. SubhanAllah, I'm in here and just taking a shower, but subhanAllah, it's hot in here. And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these things. So your mind constantly attached to that, thanking and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His favors. Because all of this actually is favors and gifts and acts of kindness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of this are kind acts from Allah, because He's kind to us. These are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this introduction, of course, that was an introduction, by the way, sorry I didn't tell you. The Shaykh says, Ibad Allah, O servant of Allah, Inna bayt al-Muslimi. Now pay attention, barakallahu feekum. Inna bayt al-Muslimi yajibu an yakuna mutamayyizan an ghayrihi min al-buyut. The Muslim home has to be distinguished from other homes. It has to be. The Muslim home has to be distinguished, has to stand out. But how? By what? بِفِعْلِ مَا شَرَعَهُ اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ. How this home stands out from all of the rest of the homes? By performing in them and doing in them that which is legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Muslims. مِن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, remembrance of Allah. وَالْإِكْثَارِ مِنْ صَلَوَاتِ النَّوَافِلِ فِيهَا. The men, they pray the nawafil, the optional prayers in these homes. وَقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, and reciting the book of Allah, the Quran, in these homes. This is how it's going to stand out. Not just the volume, according to Redfin or Trolia or whatever, or Zillow. No, man, this is what makes the difference. The remembrance of Allah, the recitation of the Quran, and the prayers, the optional prayers for men in their homes. وَمَعَ هَذَا خُلُوِّهَا مِنْ وَسَائِلِ الْفَسَادِ. And with this, he has to be free from all means of corruptions. Anything that associated with evil and corruption, we have to keep our homes free from all of these things. فعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل البيت الذي يذكر الله فيه والبيت الذي لا يذكر الله فيه مثل الحي مثل الحي والميت. Then the Shaykh mentioned some of narrations that are all collected by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, رحمه الله. The first of them is the hadith of Abi Musa رضي الله عنه, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the example of a house in which Allah is remembered and the house that the people does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like the living and the dead. It's like someone who is alive and someone who is dead. And we all know the difference between these two. Someone who is alive and someone who is dead. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اجعلوا من صلاتكم في بيوتكم ولا تتخذوها قبورا. Make a portion of your prayers in your homes. Perform a portion of your prayers in your homes. And the Shaykh is going to explain what does it mean. And do not render your homes as graveyards. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى أي صلوا فيها من النوافل ولا تجعلوها كالقبور مهجورة من الصلاة. Meaning, he says, what this hadith means? It means that for men to perform the optional prayers, if it's not all of them, some. Make it a habit to pray some of the optional prayers at home. And don't make your homes like a graveyard, because you don't pray in the graveyards. It's prohibition to pray in the graveyards. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا تجعلوا بيوتكم مقابر إن الشيطان ينفر من البيت الذي تقرأ فيه سورة البقرة. Another hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, do not make your homes as a graveyard. For indeed the shaitan run away and flee from the house in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Look at the virtue. This is one of the virtues of reciting Surah Al-Baqarah in the house. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام عليكم بالصلاة في بيوتكم فإن خير صلاة المرء في بيته إلا المكتوبة. The Prophet ﷺ says, perform the prayer in your homes. For indeed, the best prayer for a person in his house, except the obligatory prayers. When you pray the option of the sunnah at home, is better for you than when you pray it. You get better reward when you pray it in the masjid, for instance. Okay? قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله هذه الأحاديث وما جاء بمعناها تدل على مشروعية إحياء بيوت المسلمين وتنويرها بذكر الله من التهليل والتسبيح والتكبير وغير ذلك من أنواع الذكر. He said these narrations and others who they go along with in the same meaning are a proof that is legislated for us to revive our homes. That the Muslim homes are to be revived. And lighten, put the light, which is the remembrance of Allah. By increasing from the remembrance of Allah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah. Tasbih, subhanallah. Tahmeed, alhamdulillah, takbir, Allahu Akbar, and you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your homes. Remembering Allah is not just in the masjid. Everywhere you may be, at home, in your car, in your job, in your business, in a marketplace, you remember, while you're walking, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not limited to the masjid. No, it's not. وغير ذلك من أنواع الذكر. These are only some examples. There is so many other things that you can say to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وإحيائها بالإكثار من صلاة النافلة فيها لأن صلاة النافلة في البيوت أفضل من صلاتها في المسجد. And we revive our homes, the Muslim homes, by praying النافلة, the optional prayers in them. The Shaykh حفظه الله, he said, for indeed, performing the optional prayers in the home is better in reward than performing them in the masjid. And of course, we learn from our noble scholars that for a sunan al-ratiba, a sunan al-ratiba, which is those optional prayers that are performed before or after, immediately before or immediately after the obligatory prayers, if a person live close to the masjid, then it's better for that person to perform the sunnah and then walk to the masjid for the obligatory. And then immediately after they finish the salat with the congregation and they make the ad'iyah and the remembrance that is prescribed after the salat, they go straight home and the first thing they do is to pray that sunnah, if there is any sunnah, after the prayer, such as Dhuhr, Maghrib and Isha, for instance. But for those who they live far from the masjid, Now they hear the adhan at home. If they stay there until they pray the sunnah of fajr, and then they will drive or walk and miss the jama'ah, those people come earlier to the masjid and pray their sunnah in the masjid. Likewise, if someone not going home after salat al-dhuhr, for example, going somewhere else or maghrib, they pray the sunnah in the masjid, and then they go to work, they go to for shopping and the like. Now, قال وفيها أيضا من الفوائد النهي عن جعل البيوت مثل القبور مهجورة من صلاة النافلة فيها. Likewise, from the benefits,
Ismail. Now he's just going to increase. No, his father is right here. Alhamdulillah. Barakallah.
طيب. Likewise, from the benefits in this narrations, and all the narrations that have the same meanings, that they contain a prohibition for us men. We should not make our homes like graveyards, deserted from the optional prayers. Now you pray sunnah to the best of your ability at home, at duha, and other optional prayers. وفي الأحاديث كذلك الترغيب بقراءة القرآن في البيوت ولا سيما سورة البقرة وأن قراءتها في البيت تطرد الشيطان. Likewise, it says in this ahadith encourages us as Muslims to recite the Quran in our homes. These are Muslim homes. Muslims live in these homes. We are encouraged to recite the Quran in our homes, especially Surah Al-Baqarah, because reciting Surah Al-Baqarah in the house chases the shaitan away.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
نعم. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله وجزاه الله خيرا: وإذا توفرت هذه الأمور في البيوت، ذكر الله فيها وصلوات النوافل وقراءة القرآن. Now the Sheikh says حفظه الله: if the like of this thing that he has mentioned are present in our homes, they found in our homes. And they're not just going to be found just like that. We have to do these things in our homes. We act upon these guidelines in our homes, such as dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah, not just on Jumu'ah, in every morning, afternoon, evenings, with every move you make, you're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you're a Muslim. Praying the optional prayers for us men in our homes, reciting the Quran, the members of the family, they recite the Quran. What is the fruit now? What is the result? ما هي النتيجة؟ قال أصبحت هذه البيوت مدرسة للخير يتربى فيها من يسكنها من الأولاد والنساء على الطاعة والفضيلة. If we do this, now these homes become as schools of good. Schools, ya akhwan, that teach good. So those who live in it, especially those who spend a lot of time, women and children, they will be raised upon obedience to Allah and upon virtues and moral excellence. Now, children, when they're little, when they're just born, not but Quran is recited, no music. Allah is remembered, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, no amen, oh this, no cursing, no cussing, no yelling, no dunya. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Yes, those children is 8 months. Now they are like a year and a half, 2 years. They don't speak yet, maybe, but they copy. Their brain is registering the remembrance of Allah. And that's why when they start speaking, the first thing they say, Subhanallah. And now you're going to be surprised? No, you're not surprised, because that's your home. And it's the same way. The mother and the father cursing each other's music in the house, I don't know what, Netflix all over the area. Now what? Now when a child, they were hoping that the child, the first thing say, Alhamdulillah, I don't know, it's a jingle bell or something like that. And they're like, where he bring that from? Where he bring that from? Come on. The house, same thing. Kids, they copy their parents. Yeah, some people, you know, are going to like play like is all that. Some people, their children, they expose them. A child be singing in masjid, in the salat, and in the father. Where you get that from? Maybe the neighbors. Neighbors. Okay, let's say the neighbors. Why you allow your child to spend time with neighbors like that? It's not the neighbors, it's our homes. I'll be honest. And if you see something like that, say, Subhanallah, man, I gotta change. Subhanallah, my son now is doing these things in the masjid. That's it. No more music for me. No more this. No more movies in my house. Naam, turning to the haqq and accepting it is good. It's fadila. We're human, we have deficiencies, but we have to work on them. Like one brother, Hafidhullah, I was told that, good brother, he used to smoke, but with the haya, when he became a Muslim, so he smoked away and he brushed his teeth and he, whatever, he got to get some gum before he come to the masjid. He have haya, shyness, but he's still struggling with smoking. He knows he has to quit. But sometimes he don't smoke before the salat. He takes a lot of time so he doesn't bring that bad smell to the masjid and offend the people and the angels. And he was struggling with this. He know this is haram, asking Allah. But then he says, look, one day he make rukur and then the cigarettes came out. All splash all over. And he feels so bad. And in that salat said, that's it. No more cigarettes for me. And he quit. Alhamdulillah. And so likewise, if something happened like that, then say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Now my children, I want them to recite Quran. Now they're singing. Don't say where they bring that from. They bring it from the house. If that house, that's what's in it. So the Sheikh, he says, if homes the Muslim home, the remembrance of Allah. Nafila, the children, they grow up, the father is praying. And then when they begin to speak, they're like, "Father, you just came from the masjid, are you still praying?" "Yes, son, because this." Allah, okay. And the children learning that it's not just in the masjid, now our home too. And when I grow up, I'm going to pray here too, see? Because sometimes you bring your child with you, and as soon as they pray in the masjid and you go home, "Let's play, father." "No, no, let me pray first." "We just pray." "Yeah, we pray there, we pray here too. Because the Prophet ﷺ said this and this and this." And if you do this every day, those children, they learn. This is how they're going to learn Islam. You're going to wait until they're 16. Now you want to put something in their hearts? But their heart, there's no room in the heart. That's it. It's nothing but music and Kobe and LeBron and all the dunya. No, it's a hadith. No, hadith is supposed to be like 15 years ago. 15 years ago, hadith. And you're going to apply it in a house. You're going to apply it in the area when they are the most exposed in the house. Both father and mother. Said, if we do these things, recite Quran in our homes and do remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this, our home, they become a school. And they are a school. Because the children, our children, they spend a lot of time in their homes, in these homes. And they will be raised upon obedience to Allah and upon fadila, upon moral excellence and upon virtues. وتدخلها الملائكة وتبتعد عنها الشياطين. Homes where Allah is remembered. When the people are obedient to Allah, angels will enter these homes. You don't see them, but they enter in your home. And shayateen flee away. They can't stand that. They run away. They go somewhere else. وإذا خلت البيوت من هذه الطاعات صارت قبورا موحشة. وَأَطْلَالًا خَرِبًا. SubhanAllah. Look at the opposite now. If the Muslim homes, they free from the remembrance of Allah, no Quran is recited. Music comes in. No remembrance of Allah, cursing, foul language moves in. Now these homes become like what? Gloomy and deserted graveyards. سكانها موت القلوب وإن كانوا أحياء الأجسام. The Shaykh says those who live in there, they have dead hearts. Even their bodies are alive. They move, but they have dead hearts. Because alive hearts remembers Allah. Alive hearts does not listen to music and lie and curse. That's for the dead hearts from remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فيخالطهم الشيطان وتبتعد عنهم ملائكة الرحمن. Those homes where they don't know remembrance of Allah, no Quran is recited. Now who comes in now? Shaitan. Become a roommate. Don't pay no rent, but he's a roommate in there. Sharing with you your home. Sharing with you the home. And the angels, they're not coming to your home. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فما ظنك بمن يتربى في هذه البيوت كيف تكون حاله وقد تخرج من هذه البيوت الخاوية الخالية من ذكر الله والتي هي مقابر لموت القبور القلوب. He says, now what are your thoughts about someone who was raised and educated in these homes that are free from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And since they are free from the remembrance of Allah and obedience to Allah, they are graveyards for dead hearts. قال إن هذه البيوت ستؤثر تأثيرا سيئا على من تربى فيها وسكنها. Now look, the Shaykh, he says, look, homes that are free from the remembrance of Allah. Muslims don't remember Allah, don't recite Quran, no salats, optional salats in these homes. Is going to have a bad effect on anyone who lives in them. فكيف إذا انضاف إلى خلوها من وسائل الخير شغلها بوسائل الشر وأسباب المعاصي. لا إله إلا الله. Says now, what about these homes? Not only that there is no remembrance of Allah, but on top of that, there is evil in it. And all means that lead to disobedience to Allah. حيث تتوفر في تلك البيوت الفيديو بأفلامه الخليعة التي تدعو إلى الفحشاء والمنكر, such as videos, what do you call them, VCR, and movies that display children watching movies, teaching them what? Indecency, bad behaviors, bad language, teaching them evil. Those movies that call to evil and to sin. بما تعرضه من صور الفساد والدعارة أمام الأولاد والنساء. Children, they grow up upon evil and thinking it to be normal in their lives. So when they see it in the street, it's okay. It's not like when the children grow up upon fadila, upon remembrance of Allah. No evil, no TVs, no movies, no DVDs, no music. Those children, when they go out in the street, wallahi, we've seen them. They put their, the children, 3 years old, they stick their index fingers in their ears because they don't want to listen to music. We've seen that with our own eyes. Children grow up in a home upon obedience to Allah. When they see a TV in Walmart, they say, wow, big screen, computer screen. They don't know what TV is because their parents keep that home free from evil. When they see somebody yelling, they're like, what language they speak? They don't hear people saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, because that's all the mother do. Subhanallah, Bismillah, La ilaha illallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. While she picking up that boy or that girl, Subhan, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. If they fail, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Even when the mother or the father having a phone conversation, they hear nothing but, oh, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Akhi, isbir wa ihtasib, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, La ilaha illallah. That's the conversation. They don't hear, what? Come on, man. Are you kidding me? Oh, man. I don't hear that. They don't hear that. So now when the children talk to, they like, you say, okay, you want to, you know, try it? Put a little experiment? Give them the phone to call their grandmother. Oh, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. How you doing? Alhamdulillah. How old are you? Allahu Akbar. I don't even know. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, because they copy in their parents. They copy in the parents. And they grow up upon fadila. They grow up. That's why when they are like 10, they want to be in the masjid. You don't have to struggle to bring them to the masjid like some kids. They're 12. Now they want to come with the attitude. To get them out from the house to the car with attitude. They're giving you an attitude in the car. Now, in the parking lot, they're so heavy. They only want to get out of the car. Come on, I'm coming. Well, they're calling the Iqama. All right, man, I'm coming. I heard it too. They don't even want to be here. Why? Because they don't know what it is. They don't know what it is. But a child who remembers of Allah, Quran, Salat, bring him to the masjid, he be reminding you. 7 years old. Father, come on, let's go. We're going to miss the Salat. Where he get that from? A chip puts in here under his skin? No. The house. The parents, they set a good example. Barakallahu feekum. قال وتتوفر في تلك البيوت أشرطة الأغاني الماجنة التي تغري بالعشق والغرام والطرب والإجرام. سبحان الله. In homes, music, everybody listening. The mother, she has her own favorites. The father has his own favorites. And the children, they listening. Because they still children now. They like, oh, don't touch. But he's listening to with the father. They have two favorites now, not just one. Because he's listening with the father and listening with the mother. And that's even worse. Alright? And they're listening to those music, even if it's Arabic. Some people, they think like, if it's music in Arabic, it's okay. Why is it okay? I'm learning some grammar. Yeah, right. I'm going to pick up some grammar, man, and some vocab. Say astaghfir Allah, if you can say that. Man, listening to music too, because they're going to help me with my Medina book one. No, it's not going to help you, man. It's going to bring trouble to your home. You see how the shaitan play games? Hey, now. And especially if those, the Shaykh, he says, if those songs, they talk about love stories and whatever. No, children are done. They're gone with that. That's the real storm you have to watch on, man. Can't allow it to get into your house. في تلك البيوت من يترك الصلاة ويتهاون بالجمع والجماعات. Homes like this, people don't even pray. The Muslims, name Abdullah, Muhammad, Ibrahim, Jabir, don't pray. And those who pray, they pray whenever they want. No, the movie is on. I can't pray. I have a movie first. Oh, baseball, man. You're going extra innings. I'm going to finish the baseball. I'm praying, son. I'm praying, mother. And don't worry. I'm going to watch my favorite show first. A'udhu Billah. See? Because they grow up upon that. What you gonna? You think children just gonna act up 14? He's gonna act like Abdullah ibn Umar? No, because of the condition of the home. And may Allah preserve our homes and make them homes. But we bring in this so that we can check ourselves, check our homes from today. Anything that is pleasing to Allah, let us get it in if we don't have it already established. And if it is established, let us increase it. And anything that is not in agreement with what Allah loves and is pleased with, let us get it out. People paying for cable, man, wasting their money. Naam, let it get it out. Anything. And you will see how that will have a good effect and good result on ourselves first, and in anyone who grow up in our homes. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We continue next time, inshallah, next Saturday, inshallah.